may have interfered with Terry Barr on the play. And what an afternoon Barr is having. He's delighting the fans here. Interference again against Philadelphia. It was a completed forward pass. And Jim Nanowski is really accurate. And for Detroit, it's a first and goal from the Philadelphia 9, a 30-yard play. Detroit leads 24-10. The far side, Terry Barr. Dan Lewis of Wisconsin carried on the play. Kiat, 73, in a dark jersey, along with Maxie Bond. There's Lewis, 45, in white, getting up. He picked up 2 yards in the play. Moving down to the Philadelphia 7. It's second down, goal to go. You look at the Detroit Lions, Jim Nanowski, number 15. Petrosani, 33. He and Lewis are the setbacks. As 41, Barr comes to the near side. Davis, 87, to the opposite side. Nanowski. Boy, these quarterbacks have to have a lot of poise and not throw that ball away when they are being rushed by the stampeding herd. And the footsteps there were provided by Maxie Bond and Marion Campbell, but cool Jim Nanowski ate the ball, and it's back at the 14, a 7-yard loss. It's third down, goal to go, Johnny.
Chris, you know, a lot of times I always hear the expression that the quarterback was never touched. In fact, his uniform never gets dirty. Well, actually, I've never believed in that statement at all, because you can really get nailed back there, especially when you're so loose as you're letting the ball go, and then suddenly somebody really collides with you, and everybody watches the ball.
Well, Johnny, you got to stay healthy at that spot as Nanowski tries to get six. He does! Sensational Terry Barr in this drive collects the 6 points. There he is, number 41. And for Barr, this is his second touchdown. This one on a 14-yard play. His earlier touchdown pass from Nanowski covered 69 yards. So it's Detroit going ahead by a score of 30-10. And Jim Martin will try the point after with Earl Morrill, number 14, holding. Steady Detroit Lions look for another point here as Martin's kick is up. Good. So with Martin's point after, it's 31-10. This is the playoff bowl in Miami, Florida. 69-yard march engineered by Jim Nanowski here in Miami. 31-10, and Martin's boot is high. Timmy Brown at the 4, 5, 10, 15. And hit from behind by number 75 of Detroit, John Gordy, former All-America from Tennessee. So Philadelphia now gets the ball for the third time here in the closing minute of the third quarter. And they trail 31-10. 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock is running. King Hill has in his backfield Theron Sapp, Billy Barnes, and Tommy McDonald, the flanker back. Retzlaff and Walston, the ends. The tackles are McCusker and Oaks. The guards, Campbell and Whittenborn. Howard Keyes, the offensive center. From the 20, Billy Barnes carries. Less than 35 seconds remaining in the third quarter as Joe Schmidt was in on the play for Detroit, along with Max Mesner, another linebacker, at the Lions huddle.
Once again, you saw number 55, Wayne Walker, move in toward the center of the line from his right linebacking spot. I'm wondering if they have a tip-off on the Eagle offensive running patterns.
All right, it's a handoff to Barnes again. Walston trying to block for him. There is no gain on the play. As Johnny, you mentioned, the two linebackers were right there. Wayne Walker at the defensive right end, Bill Glass. And the gun is sounded. That's the end of the third quarter. The score is Detroit 31 and Philadelphia 10. Okay, Johnny Lujack. Third down and 9 now for the Eagles from their own 21. Here's Retzlaff. Throwing. It's coming out to McDonald. intercepted by Dick Knight Train Lane. Earl Morrill, number 14, is entered quarterback. A few changes in the Detroit line lineup as Hopalong Cassidy now crossbucks across the 40-yard line. Jess Richardson in on the play for the Eagles, number 72. His arm up, pulled up tight. There you see a better view of his right arm, which is inside the shirt in a sling-like contraption down there. And now the Detroit Lions send Studstill to the far side. And here is a flanker around play. Cassidy to Studstill. Studstill to the 40, the 45, midfield. The Eagle 45, and then the Eagle 41. And Maxie Bond is in on the play along with Don Burroughs. And we're seeing Dipsy Doodles galore here in the second half. Both teams pulling out the stops, and this was rookie Pat Studstill. One of the prettiest runs I had seen in 1961 was on videotape in the game of the week by Pat Studstill in a beautiful play for the Detroit Lions. And now it's Studstill who got that first and 10 for the Lions. It goes to the far side as a flanker back. Ken Webb is the far side end. Glenn Davis is the near side end at the bottom of your screen, number 87. It's first and 10 from the 42. The Eagles plug the holes and stop Cassidy, who carried the ball. Richardson, 72. 51 is Chuck Weber. The ball in between the 40 and 41. The second down coming up. 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the ball game. Detroit leading Philadelphia, 31-10. Here are the Lions in white. Second down and 10. The ball between the 40 and 41 of Philadelphia. Studstill goes to the far side. Olszewski and Cassidy are the setbacks. The fake to Cassidy. Olszewski carries. Well, the resiliency of number zero, Johnny Olszewski, allowed him to get more yardage and moves inside the Philadelphia 20. Johnny O, part-time movie actor in the offseason, got a great block from rookie Dan LaRose of Missouri. And the Lions are inside the Eagle 20.
Chris, you go up to him and ask him for his autograph, and he'll sign a Johnny O and then put a circle around the O. That's the strangest autograph I've ever seen in my life, but he loves that O, Johnny O.
That's better than making an X, Johnny. It's first and 10 now for the Lions from the 19 and a half. It's Cassidy of Ohio State.
Cassidy!
Gain of about a half yard on the play. Irv Cross making the tackle.
Chris, you know, signing your name with an X, they tell a story about the fella that signed his name with two X's, and they asked him what the second one was for. He says, well, I have a middle name.
Well, we're in the place where it's good to have fun in the sun. Florida, sun now just behind the clouds. It'll be back. 80 degrees. It's the Studstill goes to the far side now. And with the Lions at the second and 10 from the 19 and a half, Earl Morrill hiding the ball, looking to throw. A floater intended for Ken Webb, number 34, Presbyterian. Incidentally, he's one of two bridegrooms on the Detroit Lions team. He and Dan LaRose married after the 1961 regular season. So there are two lucky young girls able to spend their honeymoon in Florida.
You young quarterbacks that may be watching, as we watch Tommy McDonald, number 25, you may notice how good faking on the part of the quarterback really helps your lineman, because the quarterback there faked the Philadelphia Eagle lineman.
After the incompletion, Earl Morrill, number 14, third and 10 from the 19 and a half. Cassidy, it was high, in on the play for Philadelphia. Number 66, defensive end, Will Renfro. Renfro of Memphis State. So it'll be a fourth down and 10. And let's see if the Lions will go for a field goal, leading 31-10, and 10 minutes and 49 seconds left in the ball game. Jim Martin is on the field. Earl Morrill was the quarterback, so he will probably remain there to hold. Martin got the first 3 points of the ball game. kicking an 18-yard field goal, and this one will come from about the 21-and-a-half. Morrill holding. Make it the 26-and-a-half. Here it is. A fake as Morrill has the ball. Goes long, all alone in the end zone. Football League play at its best, but let's see if a marker was down on the play. They're moving the ball. You see where it is. It is a touchdown for the Detroit Lions.
Sam Williams.
Third-year man from Michigan State, and whom Duffy Doherty is often called one of the greatest ends he's ever coached. And he was all alone by 25 yards. As Earl Morrill faked a field goal and threw with the calmness of, well, here's Martin's try. It's up and it's good. Play has stopped on the field and the score is Detroit 38, Philadelphia 10. Martin's boot now is high but short. And on the run, it's Ted Dean at the 20, the 25, the 30, and down on about the 33-yard line. Johnny O hit Ted Dean first low, and then pinning him down for the Detroit Lions, Dick Mills. Up. And gets a round of applause as King Hill throws in the flat to Theron Sapp. Laterals out here to King Hill. And in on the play, Bruce Maher gets King Hill of Rice, number 10. And let's see where the ball is spotted now. Spotted back at the 27-yard line. So it'll be a second down coming up. Second down and 15. 5-yard loss on the play. King Hill is the quarterback. Tim Brown, Theron Sapp, Tommy McDonald in the backfield. Walston and Retzlaff to the far side as we look at Hill. McDonald is up on the line as a split end now. Theron Sapp taking the ball off Hill's hip and moving up to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. The good play by Roger Brown, number 76, and Alex Karras, native of Gary, Indiana, number 71, All-America for 2 years at Iowa. There you see Darius McCord, number 78, resting his right hand on the back of Mac Messer, number 54. It's a third down, and let's call it 16. Third down and 16, and King Hill wants to eat up yardage. McDonald is at the 35. Bruce Maher forcing McDonald out of bounds, number 25, Maher number 21. And let's see what the advance takes the Eagles up to about the 41-yard line, but they are short of a first down by possibly the length of a football, as carefully the National Football League officials place the ball at the 41-and-a-half, and Philadelphia trailing 38-10 with 8 minutes and a half left in the ball game, have a fourth down and less than a yard at their own 41-and-a-half. And it appears that they will, of course, go for it, as King Hill is the quarterback. Sapp and Timmy Brown are the setbacks as the Lions expect a running play, the Lions in the white jerseys. It's a pass play for the first down to Retzlaff. Look at that strong move by Pete Retzlaff, number 44, as Gary Lowe, number 43 in white, made the tackle, and Philadelphia has come up with a big fourth down play, getting the first down and moving to the Detroit Lions 38-yard line. Billy Barnes is in the Lion backfield now, or rather the Eagle backfield, replacing Theron Sapp. Up front for the Eagles, McCusker, Wittaborn, Keys, Campbell, and Oates. Walston and Retzlaff, the ends, McDonald, the flanker back. Timmy Brown and Barnes in the backfield. Barnes to the far side, 33. Brown is 22. Walston and Retzlaff to the far side. And the whistle is blown down on the field. Here's King Hill, who has the silence. Let's see if he has the time. Nope, Darris McCord of Tennessee, number 78. Alex Karras, 71, 56. Joe Schmidt, the linebacker, in on the play. And the Philadelphia Eagles are thrown for a big loss. Back to the Detroit 48, a loss of 10. It'll be second down and 20 as we look at Brown 22 and King Hill 10. Johnny?
Chris, so far in this season, and still calling it the season, the Detroit Lions scored 45 points in defeating the St. Louis Cardinals 45-14. The next highest number that they racked up was 37 against the Minnesota Vikings. On the other hand, the Eagles, the fewest points that they have scored have been 14 when they defeated the Redskins 14-7.
38-10 is the score now. Philadelphia with the ball, trailing. Second and 20. And the pass is complete to Pete Retzlaff of Ellendale, North Dakota. LeBeau in for Detroit, number 44 in white, along with Gary Lowe. And the advance puts the Eagles inside the Detroit 40 at the 37. A gain of 11 yards, so it'll be third down and 9 for the Philadelphia Eagles, a team born in the height of the Depression in 1933. Founded by the late commissioner of the National Football League, Burt Bell. And now with Walston up on the line, McDonald is a flanker to the near side, and King Hill looks for some protection. Throws a pass to a guard, Quinterborn, number 62, who in turn gives it to number 77 of Philadelphia, Don Oaks. Walker was in on King Hill. The fans here, Johnny, got a big kick out of that play. Nothing like being resourceful, however.
Well, actually, the first man took about a step or two.
However, King Hill looked for a moment, but then punts. Pat Studstill is all alone, and the ball is out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. Quarterback for the Lions has a first and 10 from about the 6, and Johnny O carries. Tripped up on the play by Bobby Freeman. No gain on the play. Incidentally, I mentioned... All right, now, it's a second down and 10 for the Detroit Lions. They have the ball at their own 6 with 5.5 minutes remaining in the game. Detroit leading by 28. It's Dan Lewis, nearly caught by Bond, and then Weber finally puts the stop on Lewis. Irv Cross also helping Weber on the stop, number 27. Lewis, 45. And the advance is to the 8.5-yard line. Pick Studstill to the far side. Morrill is the quarterback. Pitching out to Johnny O. Will Renfro was first to hit Olszewski. But then he got away from two more, and he gets the first down as Pellegrini and Bond finally make the tackle. Have the ball at about their own 17. Bucking into the line on the play. Ken Webb, number 34, who has played offensive end today, and now in the backfield for Detroit. Carried on the play and advanced up to the 20. Yep. So Lions, the Eagles would like to get that ball, and Detroit has had great success at keeping possession of it all afternoon long, leading 38-10 to the 2nd and 7. From their own 20, Morrill just sticks to the ground, allowing Ken Webb to carry the ball once more. He is up to about the 23-yard line for a pickup of 3. So that means it'll be a third down and 4. Incidentally, we mentioned that the late Burt Bell had founded the Philadelphia Eagles in 1932.
Clear up your complaint.
From the 23, the Lions have the ball. Nice faking by Morrill, then throwing long, intended for Pat Studstill. So it'll be a fourth down and 4.
Complete.
Here is a low pass to Yale Larry, and Yale gets it off. Ted Dean at the 32. And waiting for him here on the near sideline was Dick LeBeau, number 44. A punt. Maxie Bond may have been detected, coming up with an infraction. Clock penalty personal foul. And the ball comes back to the Philadelphia Eagle. Let's see, it looks like the 14. Philadelphia, which has been held to only 10 points by the Detroit Lions on the right. Trail 38-10, and we have 2 minutes, 22 seconds left in the ball game. Rhett's left to the far side, McDonald to the near side, along with Dick Lucas. Brown and Barnes, the setbacks, Brown in motion. Screen pass to Billy Barnes, the halfback, and Barnes is down at the 17-yard line. Here in the second half, and Hill now has a second down and 8 from his own 16 in the closing moments of the ball game. Hill throwing. Intended for Billy Barnes of Wake Forest. There's Billy, number 33, as Wayne Walker, the linebacker of Detroit, covered on the play. Billy wanted that one badly. As we look at the big men up state, King Hill has McDonald to the near side, Retzlaff to the opposite side. And a pass is intended for McDonald. It is short, incomplete, so it'll be fourth down and 8 with a minute and 53 seconds unofficially. Here is Hill, and he does punt. Back is Studstill at the 43. And that is where he's brought down by Timmy Brown. And Pat Studstill is the flanker back to the near side. It's a first and 10 for the Lions from the 43, and here is Lewis. Good blocking by the Detroit Lions' Dick Mills, number 67, allowing Lewis to cross the midfield stripe and get to the Philadelphia Eagle, 49, as Chuck Weber made the tackle. 38-10, Detroit leading. Less than a minute remaining in the ball game. The Eagles huddling now defensively, having come up with their lowest point production of the season, only 10. They sustained 3 very important injuries in the ballgame as Carl Tassif is in the lineup for Detroit, or rather for Philadelphia, replacing Don Burrows. It is a second down and 2 for the Lions. Johnny O bouncing off one man, and Ed Kayat comes in to finish the job, number 73. Will Renfro also in to assist. Well, with less than 30 seconds remaining in the ball game, the great National Football League season is soon coming to an end in another record-breaking year. And it's a good opportunity to congratulate Commissioner Pete Rosell and all of the National Football League teams for the fine play, and the gunner sounded here in Miami. That's the end of the game between the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles. The final score is Detroit 38 and Philadelphia 10.